You're listening to 66.6 FM, Radio TOVH, The Flush.
Hey, it's that show, the metal one. It's that, you know, what do you call it? The Toilet of Hell radio show. It's me, your host, Joe Thrashenkill, with me, my good buddy, 365 Days of Horror, also known as the Golden Boy, Jordan. Jordan, how you doing?
I'm alive.
You sound a little sick.
This is nothing compared to how I sounded a couple days ago. I've been sick, like legitimately sick for a week. And I'm the type of person who, like, I almost never get sick beyond maybe like a little bit of a sore throat. But like once every 2 to 3 years, I'm just on death's door for a week or two. And now is my time. A couple days ago, like, I couldn't even speak, like, above a whisper. It was that bad. Just horrible, horrible throat pain. Couldn't swallow. Just coughing up all sorts of gross stuff. And it got to the point where I'm just like, I got to go see someone. And my doctor's not that far away, but I was slightly concerned I would have a horrible coughing fit and veer off the road. And so I'm just like, let me just go to like the walk-in clinic. It's like 5 minutes away. I'll go nice and early. It'll be fine. They'll give me a prescription or tell me to get Robitussin or something, and I'll just get it done. Huge fucking mistake. Never go into a walk-in clinic unless you absolutely have to. I waited legitimately like 4 hours.
Now, the walk-in clinics are the biggest fucking scams because most of them won't even take your insurance anyway. It's like, you know, here's a, you know, a place that looks like a McDonald's, but instead of serving you, you know, a quarter pounder for a number three, you know, we're going to charge you $700 that your insurance won't be able to collect on.
Yeah, this one, it wasn't like just a walk-in clinic. It was also they were doing like drug testing for people who like are applying for jobs and like just doing like regular appointments and all sorts of stuff. So there was like just a steady stream of people coming in and going out with their little papers in hand so they can like work a construction job. And I'm just sitting there, and then, you know, when you're really sick, like, it doesn't matter what's happening, you're just sick. So I'm just like sitting in a chair watching like Friends reruns on the TV going, maybe they'll call me up, maybe they'll call me up. And finally get into the room, and the doctor like thinks I have a throat infection and prescribes penicillin.
You could have eaten some moldy bread and gotten better.
And the next day I was still feeling awful, so I'm like, fuck this, I'm going to my actual doctor. And he's like, why did they give you penicillin? And I said, I don't know. So, and I'm a little bit on the mend, but I am still not feeling well.
Well, I'm glad that we can have you here to talk for an hour. I'm going to lean on you for this one. Just, you know, you're going to be carrying most of the weight here.
I'm going to end up sounding like Cobra Commander. Lies!
Cobra Commander was so sick. Who was the one that, like, walked on a carpet of scarabs, though?
The mummy?
Is that, yeah, I think that was the, well, it was the guy with the gold head, right? Wasn't
there one with like a cobra head?
Yeah,
like
there Serpentor? Was that guy too. Okay.
Is that his name?
That might have been it. I don't really remember the show very much. I just bought a lot of the toys.
So the show worked.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I visited my family for Thanksgiving. By the way, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. By the time you listen to this, it'll be Thanksgiving. All the youngins were around. They were playing with the toys that I had when I was a kid. So, you know, none of them have any kind of context for, like, Batman Returns or Swamp Thing, like the action figures that I had. But they love them shits. So, you know, it's great. It works agnostic to the television program. You don't need all of the rich backstory to enjoy.
It's nice that kids still play with toys, and it's not all, you know, do you have games on your phone? Just give me the tablet.
Well, there's a bunch of these little rugrats, and, you know, they all have slightly different personalities. Some of them are like, I do not want to be inside. It doesn't matter how cold or wet it is outside. I want to be, like, fishing or throwing a football. And some of the other ones are like, fuck you, nerd. Give me my Kindle so I can play video games. So, I don't know. These kids today, they're no damn good.
They never were.
No, they never were. You got plans for the Thanksgiving thing?
Unfortunately. And a year ago, we had our Thanksgiving talk where I'm disappointed that we as millennials and younger have not killed the Thanksgiving industry. But, yeah, just going to be going to my girlfriend's family's place and doing the whole turkey thing, which I've really never been into. And my preferred Thanksgiving is just getting a pizza the night before and eating it by myself and watching movies.
Yeah, that's the best way of going about it. Turkey, you know, I went veggie and all that shit, but turkey, I never had a problem with it any other day of the year, but the way it's prepared for Thanksgiving generally, it's, let's go ahead and make this some dry dog shit that you'll just have to shovel down your fucking gullet.
And if you need to moisten it up, let's make some gravy out of a powder from a pouch.
Exactly. No, it was good, though. My work, they did a Thanksgiving potluck, which I didn't contribute to because it's for suckers. But the company did provide a veggie option, which I thought was actually pretty dope. It was just these cold little balls of tofu that were rolled around in buffalo sauce.
Made with love.
Yeah, exactly. So that was all right.
You should have stolen a crock pot making, like, Swedish meatballs and just taking it back to your office.
Does your work make you do that dumb shit, too?
No, it's really nice. We really get left alone. We do have, I think, a holiday party in a couple weeks where they do actually spend a fair amount of money to get real food. But there's just so many people there, and I don't want to see anyone. So what I do is I take the table nearest to the door, hang out with the people I hang out with anyway, and leave a half hour later.
Maybe this says something to me about me personally, but I haven't had a job in a long time where I made a friend at work. So if I go to one of these things, I just talk to my wife and then we get drunk for free and then, you know, take the free cab home.
I mean, to be fair, work friends are people you get along with. I work in a very small office, so we all know each other and talk day in, day out. So we all get along, and that's what work friends are. It's not like you're going to hang out or anything.
Yeah, I haven't even had a work friend in a long time. I think that's due to how much I hate working.
Well, that, and as we get older, especially men, we have less and less friends, and then we die alone in our lazy boy chairs, gripping the remote, watching, I don't know, the Steelers play the Browns.
Yeah, what a good game. You know, I'd like everybody to know, by the way, my commitment to this. I didn't sleep at all last night. I'm exhausted. And at this moment that we're recording, I'm missing the Cowboys at Patriots. So, you know, I care about you, the listener, to give you something to listen to in one single earbud while your family talks about the illegals or whatever around the turkey table.
I'm hoping it's like the last Super Bowl where the end score is like 7-3.
What an exciting time.
Punt, 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 fumble, punt, fumble.
Hot punt in action. Yeah, I don't know where Breno is. I assume that he's, you know, six deep at in some bar in Quincy, yelling out racial slurs at the television with all the other Bostonites.
Goddamn Cowboys.
So my Thanksgiving plan this year, though, you know, now that I've did the whole thing, going to Mexico tomorrow morning. So this goes live, I'll be hopefully safe.
So it's a pleasure trip.
Yeah, my good buddy, he's got a lot of family in Mexico City, so we're gonna go do Thanksgiving with them and then duck out to look at some pyramids and see a lucha match and maybe get some tattoos, some shit like that, you know?
Do you know which company lucha, or is it just like a local thing?
I have no idea. I have done zero research into this. If somebody wants to hit me up with recommendations, do it. It'll be too late, but go for it.
Just wander around the street with, like, counting your American money loudly.
I hear that Mexico City is very nice, though, although I did watch a video of like a shootout with one of like El Chapo's kids on the streets.
Yeah. Well, didn't one of the guys from I Hate God or Crowbar get jumped recently on their tour there?
Yeah, and it doesn't matter which one of those guys. They're all big and mean-looking.
Beefy Louisiana guys.
Yeah. So, you know, if that guy's getting jumped, I don't know if I've got a chance here.
Now, do you get more Texan the further you get into Mexico? Like, Diego, howdy, boys. Welcome to Mexico. Are you packing a whole bunch of bolo ties?
You know, you don't bring sand to the beach. Mexico is bolo tie central. I think I can pick a few up there. But yeah, I speak, you know, Texan Spanish. I can get around with Texan Spanish, and my accent is absurdly southern when I'm speaking the Espanol, boys.
Look at that there, El Perro.
Yeah, I'm just gonna, you know what, I'm gonna hope that this trip goes well, that I don't get us all, you know, in trouble with the Zetas or whatever.
Your suitcase opens and just fruit and vegetables come flying out.
Yeah, so I hear Mexican vanilla is the better vanilla, so pick some of that up. What are the other goods in Mexico I need to take with me?
Beer?
Yeah, I suppose that we have some of it here.
Well, you just crack open some Lone Star instead of having some cervezas.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'll just fill up a suitcase full of Modelo. Like, ooh, you can't get these unless you go to the other supermarket.
Del Taco wrappers.
So, I don't know. I don't really know what's going on this week, but hopefully we can even catch a metal show. We'll see how it goes.
Mexican and like Central American, South American black metal are definitely their own thing, and that would probably quite the experience to see live.
Yeah, they got that other Zabalba.
And the other pentagram is from Chile.
Exactly. What are the other ones they got? I don't suppose that. Who is it that did like Matando Gueros? Brujeria, they're probably not playing still.
Oh, Brujeria, yeah. I mean, most of them are American anyway.
Yeah, they're faking the funk.
I mean, it's like Dino from Fear Factory, or like Tony Campos from Static X, and I think one of the guys from Napalm Death was in Brujeria at one point, too.
Huh. Just Barney.
I think it was Shane.
Yeah, he's Mexican enough, I guess.
Shane Embry. As Mexican as they come.
He and his brother, Ethan. You know, this week, before I booked this trip, I was planning on showing up late to a show here in Austin so I could catch Morbid Angel. Wasn't such a fan of the opening act, but it seems like that sorted itself out.
Isn't it nice when things just work out like that?
It really is. Can you give us the whole rundown of what's going on with this strange case of mistaken identity?
So this is quite the story to read when you have like mind sickness and you're just like out of it for a bunch of days. But apparently one of our favorite black metal bands, Watain, were going to be the meat in this tour sandwich of Morbid Angel and Incantation. They were crossing the border from Mexico into the U.S. when they were stopped by the Border Patrol, and their guitarist, Pell Forsberg, had his U.S. visa revoked. And he was banned from the country, apparently, too, which is impressive. Like, well done. And the band went on to Facebook and had a long post. And, you know, because I'm still under the weather, I'm going to read all of it because reasons.
Be sure to do the voice that hurts the most.
Well, I got to do what, Swedish Chef?
Yeah. Billy had nothing illegal on his phone.
We regret to inform you that the U.S. authorities have decided to ban Watain's guitarist. All right, that's enough. Pell Forsberg from entering their country. Eric Alvaro Hampus, and Emil have, after a week of uncertainty, sorry, I can't get over Hampus.
It's like the Swedish version of a gammon.
Just a steaming plate of Hampus for breakfast. Eric, Alvaro, Hampus, and Emil have, after a week of uncertainty, just arrived in the States, unfortunately not in time to go through with tonight's show in Houston. Here is what happened. Upon his entry to the States last week, Pell was unprovokedly taken into custody, locked in a cell, and interrogated during an entire night, only to finally have his newly approved U.S. working visa, which he has been granted 5 times prior to this one, revoked and made void. He was thereafter deported back to Mexico, where he had been prior to the tour. This radical and fatal decision, made by a random custom officer who happened to be on duty that day, was based on Google searches on Watain made during the Pell's incarceration, as well as private pictures found on his phone of motorbikes, hunting, and various things related to Satanism, black metal, and counterculture in general. Stuff this officer didn't understand or like.
Oh, I bet that he liked it.
As if this was not enough, the U.S. border authorities furthermore also decided to direct their suspicion towards the rest of the band as well. One day before we were scheduled to leave, forcing us to discard of our tickets and stay home. However, after several days and nights of hard and excruciating and obviously ridiculously expensive work from lawyers and management, anyone who has tried to question a claim made by U.S. authorities in the past years could possibly relate here, we are finally given permission for the other 4 Watain members to enter the States. This means Watain will be forced to perform as a 4-piece on this tour, who can tell, with Alvaro on guitar and Eric handling bass and vocals. We have both barely had time to rehearse. You already know these songs. What difference does it make? Anyway, I'm sorry. And since Pell has many other duties in Watain other than playing guitar,
like,
many things like
what,
have...
you gotta cut up a squirrel on stage?
He makes their lunches. Eric can't go on stage with his peanut butter and jelly sandwich with the crust still on it. Come
exactly.
on.
Exactly.
Many things have had to be reorganized. We have already lost several thousands of dollars in lawyer costs, new last-minute flights, new visa embassy appointments, and so forth. We do not ask for your pity here. Everyone who chooses to do what we do has to be prepared to meet opposition in all its shit-stained, imbecile shapes every now and then. But we do ask for your understanding. But if you want to truly support Watain in this critical time, coming out to the shows and buying tour merch will now be more appreciated than ever, since the economical damage is quite severe already. Other than that, this entire debacle has only filled us with more anger and force, now ready to be unleashed on the 26 shows ahead. Pell had nothing illegal on his phone. He did not behave suspiciously or provokingly. All this comes down to one grumpy officer during the last hours of his shift, disapproving of Pell's appearance, private life, or ways of expression. We would like to remind you that this is not a cautionary tale of 1980s Soviet. This is Trump-administered border policy in today's United States. This is what you get with an imbecile, Christian, racist ape ruling the nation and defending at all costs from anything that can be considered alien, therefore unacceptable, and potentially dangerous. Now, I want to take issue with that quote because Donald Trump is not Christian.
No, not even a little bit.
Not even a little bit.
I mean, all the evangelicals, they threw in with them like as soon as they got the first opportunity, but they don't believe in Jesus either.
I mean, he's, what, 3 times divorced, cheating on his pregnant wife with a porn star and then paying her to stay quiet. Questionable stuff with underage girls as well. But yeah, no Christian. 100% Christian.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Jeff enjoys his women young. Almost as young as I like them.
I'm just picturing him watching Davy and Goliath in the Oval Office.
He's just... Every time he's on Air Force One, he has his favorite tape of Veggie Tales.
I don't know about that one, do you?
You ever hear about those? It happens from time to time that you have some libertarians that they go out and they form their own version of Galt's Gulch, and they immediately fucking get the knives out on each other.
They like don't last more than a month. It's always awesome to see.
That's exactly what I get out of this. Like, as a band, Watain probably holds 95% of the same beliefs as the fucking Border Patrol. The difference is that they, they wear black leather and have tattoos of goats instead of wearing jean jackets and having tattoos of Blue Lives Matter shit.
And in that moment, Watain realized they were the foreigners.
No, you don't understand. This isn't supposed to happen to me. I'm white.
And I just like that they brought up, like, he had pictures of motorbikes on his phone. Like, he has his little bikey club. And they go motoring around town.
I guarantee you that fucking CBP agent also has one of those fucking embarrassing trike slingshot motorcycles he rides on the weekends.
Hey, I'm in the Houston chapter of Hell's Satans. Pleasure to meet you, brother.
they're a little bit more apparent about it. They've got photos, we've seen them, of Watain Sieg Heiling. And maybe ICE is like, we got to tone it down by a couple of percentage points. We can't do all that. But we can, destroy these bottles of water that are in the desert to help any kind of passing Mexican family get to the border alive. We can take pot shots at them in the dark. We can abuse anybody we put in these facilities. But, we're not going to do a Roman salute or some shit.
We have a private Facebook group. There's exactly. A big difference.
Yeah.
I'm just scrolling through Google right now, and I see a Kerrang article. It says, Watain are black metal's last true savages. Which is just so funny with this article of them going, why us? Why?
Get it the fuck together, Kerrang. Jesus Christ. They let old Nergy have the kid gloves last week. This Watain tongue bath shit, like, no good.
I mean, I think this is from a while back, but it's just, it comes up pretty quickly when you Google them. So it's just like, huh, how about that?
So I think that the most important thing that we can do right now is that we can highlight some responses to Watain's post on Facebook.
Yes, do you have some of those in front of you? Some choice ones?
I got a couple here. We got one from a top fan. This is Justin Wilson. His profile picture is like a black metal, like a portrait of Jesus Christ. And he's like doing the devil horns and shit.
Props to him for not being like Joseph Goat Crotcher, Hammer Smash.
Shit, what was the one that was in the Facebook group the other day? Mortis Corleone.
That's right.
Hey, I'm fucking flying on wings of fucking leather, Obi.
Look what they did to my poor boy.
That is the best possible combination on Facebook. You know that guy went to the School of Hard Knocks.
In Hell, Norway.
He studied none of your goddamn business. Self-employed at doing my own thing. Justin Wilson here. Again, he's got the top fan badge, so he like either Watain. he says here, now what in the actual fuck does this have to do with Donald fucking Trump? What do the almighty Watain, who conjure the devil and want to uncreate the universe, have an interest in American politics? Orange man bad. Get the fuck out of here with this bullshit. Watain is my favorite black metal band, and they've stated several times that they're not political. So where the fuck is this coming from? Fuck politics.
You suck, dude.
Oh my god, you fucking skidmark bitch. Everything about this is so to the T Facebook dumbass. Like, they said that they're not political. You can't talk about politics. Fuck the politics.
How can this be happening?
The level of cognitive dissonance that these guys are on is just, it makes me feel good.
It's just so funny to see someone who actually takes a band like Watain at their word when it comes to, like, we're not political, but then we'll do mental gymnastics and we'll Pepe Sylvia, like, actual legitimate news stories.
Oh, seriously. Like, it's if you say that I'm not, if I'm apolitical, if you say that I don't follow politics, it just so happens that the dominant ideology happens to just coincide with all the things that I really like. I mean, are you really apolitical or are you just a huge dumbass? We got another one here from a Joey Gibson.
Hey.
Yeah, Joey over here. This isn't the president's fault, but I'm glad to know you assume all your fans are limp-wristed liberal progressive douchebags. Was this the first time you played America in the last 3 years? No, probably not. Where was all that racist Christian Trump buffoonery the last few times you came? Right. Can get in the country 500 times in a row, and then the one time you get fucked with it, it's because racism and anti-satanic bigotry. I expected more from you, Watain. Considering the leftist douche antifa thugs that try to get your show shut down calling you racist, I think you'd have a little more respect for the right-wing fans that fight them for you. Should we have more respect for our right-wing fans?
I think we have just enough respect for them.
This guy reminds me of, like, one of my hands-down favorite tweets of all time from this account called NYC Guido Voice. It's just like wearing an Italian flag tracksuit with an Italian flag cape. What the fuck is identity politics? We got another one here from this guy Josh Zahn, Steve's terrible brother. He's got like some kind of Odin profile picture. It's says here, Trump is 10 times the man that you or any of your cucked leaders will ever be. You may be fine with allowing Europe to be destroyed, but nationalism is rising and we are taking our country back. Don't like it? Then don't back here, you overgrown teenage shock jocks.
None of these guys have ever been in a real fight, have they?
Not once. You have not once got a punch to the nose and reconsidered your entire life plan.
I find it odd that some people go in, like, so far on Trump, like, in that manner. Like, saying he's a great man, he's strong, he's brave, all that stuff. He's in his mid-70s, he is not in good health, he is not going to be around forever. Why go all in on this one guy?
I think about that a lot, because it did not take long at all. You remember, like, in 2016, you had all the, you know, staunch principled conservatives that believed in, you know, all of these principles that the party stood for and these real policies or whatever. And then as soon as they saw that this guy was going to just whip up a bunch of people into a fucking frenzy and also save them tax dollars, like, they were throwing their chips in all the way. So, you know, it was just kind of like a show. But at the same time, this shit will not and cannot last forever. There is going to be another shoe dropping hard and fast. And what that looks like, I worry about sometimes. But this status quo of, like, wearing your MAGA hat and going all in for this, you know, fucking sundowning old shitbag that doesn't care about you in the least bit.
Does not. He would not piss on you if you were on fire.
Yeah, I can't stress this enough, does not give a fuck about the base or the people that give him money or any of that shit. He's going to decline hard, whether it be, you know, like, his heart giving out, his brain fully giving out, he's shitting his pants in the Oval Office just like Reagan was, or impeachment or any number of things. But this is not going to last, and you know, you can't go back to normal after that.
You can't go back to praising Watain after that.
Anyway, this is neither here nor there, but Watain has always been in my mind a pootie-tang word.
Tippy-tow on the Watain.
Yeah, Watain is playing with sepa-tow on the runny kind.
So Phil Forsberg actually posted his own statement as well. Have you seen that yet?
No, I haven't.
All this started with, they are not native English speakers, so occasionally I catch myself trying to correct them.
No, we need to read it word for word and make fun of them.
All this started with a personal vacation in Mexico to experience Dia de los Muertos before going to the States to start rebuilding the stage show for this tour. I got stopped at the border control in Atlanta. Apparently, I was red flagged because I already had a return ticket to Mexico the day after. Cheaper to get the ticket like that. But all good. I had no bullshit on me, with me, or whatever. All papers, visas were under control. But then they proceeded with checking my phone to see who I was, basically. After that, they had me interrogated by four different officers for 7 hours. Then they asked me fill out a form, where I responded, yes, to, have you been treated bad by any officer? Rookie mistake. And then all hell broke loose. Never in my life was I ever treated this shit. No information, no phone calls. If I asked about something, I just got a shut up. We are making the rules, screamed at me. Got thrown into a cell with just a beanbag as a bed next to a toilet. Bright lights all night for 8 hours. I don't have any illegal stuff on my phone nor a criminal record. For sure, some pics can be disturbing for, quote, normal people.
Normal people. These people abuse children for fun.
I don't live a normal life. It's pics of me riding bikes with friends. I'm just picturing him on one of those Victorian era bikes with the giant wheel and the tiny one.
All of Watain has a has like a what are they called, the bikes that you ride, tandem bikes? Yeah,
tandem. Where they're like singing along together about how it's great to be friends. It's pics of me riding with bikes that may have a questionable club patches / bikes, etc.
There we go.
Me chopping heads off roadkills, welding weird things that look, quote, frightening, pics from tours where obviously weird shit happens all the time, etc., etc., etc. Again, nothing illegal. Isn't doing stuff to roadkill technically illegal?
It depends on which state you're in. I learned this morning, actually. We can talk about that later.
I think you need to talk about it right now. Because you're like, you can't eat it, right?
Well, in some states. So my folks were traveling through Montana, and a deer, like a huge fucking deer, ran into the side of their truck. And like it wrecked their truck, and they stopped, and he looks back, and you know, the deer's on its back, all four legs up. And you know, he was taking care of a couple of things, making sure, you know, my mom was okay. He looks back, you know, a few minutes later, and that deer is gone. And he was like, well, it could have been that it was faking it and ran off, or it could have been, apparently in Montana, you can take roadkill. So you can just pull that shit off the road and, you know, eat it or mount it or I guess whatever kind of thing you want to do to a dead animal. In Texas, you cannot do that shit.
That deer's going to show up in a neck brace. Just giving you a subpoena.
He's got the deer version of Johnny Cochran.
So back to his quote.
Sorry about that.
No, it was worth divulging. Again, nothing illegal, no bullshit. Of course, they also started to Google Watain, and of course, they stumble upon these low-life fuck faces that accuse Watain of being a right-wing band. This dude just mentioned questionable patches and bikes.
But I said I was apolitical.
It's just a couple of squiggly lines. It's an ancient Eastern symbol. I'm bringing it back. This tiresome lie that has been going on for a while now didn't really help me in this situation. And in the end, this is just about a little border officer that didn't like what he saw and read on the internet, who in turn decides that I, one of the founding members of Watain, can't join this tour. Be sure that I will fight this, because this 5-year ban from the States is absolutely no ground at all. But to all you crazy fuckers out there, Watain never surrenders. That's not true, by the way. They did kick out that member who was caught Sieg Heiling.
With just like a tiny bit of pressure.
Alvaro takes my guitar and Eric takes the bass once again. Join them. Fuck the world. I'll be back.
I'm looking forward to Watain fighting the Border Patrol, because I've been giving money and attending, you know, rallies for a while to try to help out a bunch of causes that are trying to help curb the atrocities happening all around the border. And so far, they haven't had any luck, but I'm sure that these shitbags will change the whole thing.
I know we like to say abolish ICE, but in this case, no, I'm kidding.
No, I agree with you. Like, I wish that there was somebody to root for here, because it is extremely funny that this happened to him.
I just keep thinking about that GIF. Let them fight.
Exactly.
Or it's like the old Spider-Man, His Amazing Friends cartoon. I used to have a taped episode of that where the chameleon lures in like Captain America, Doctor Strange, all these superheroes, and then like turns them against each other. And he says, now destroy each other. And that's like all I can think about with this. Like, go ahead. Have it out.
Okay, so what we need to do here is we need to not just abolish ICE, we need to prosecute ICE, okay? Shut that shit down forever. But after they've let, you know, ICE do whatever they want to Watain.
You know, just work the midsection a little bit, and then we could abolish
it. Exactly. Yeah, that's, and only then. Yeah, no, all joking aside, ICE is a criminal organization who commit just the worst fucking crimes you can imagine, and they're happening all around our country, and it's a deep, deep black stain on all of us.
But someone did their job and protected the country from bad people like this.
Yeah, what are the odds that a hard right-winger would stop a hard right-winger from coming into the country? Like, sometimes, you know... Even a stop clock is right twice a day, I guess.
The system works. You're welcome.
I feel safer.
I mean, I just think we should give ICE another $100 million. You never know who they'll stop. Maybe they'll stop a drunk and a bot from crossing the border and getting into fights with people.
Do you remember when there was that wonderful video of a bot like running down a hill with his full makeup and costume on and his guitar, and he just immediately fucking ate shit, rolled hard about 100 yards? I think he might have a drinking problem.
And we thought that was like funny and delightful, and it's like, oh, that's a bot being wacky. It's fun. And now they have this new footage of him playing in South America. It's in Buenos Aires. And the video's labeled as like disaster. And he tries to get through two songs and can't. And from there, he's getting into fights with security and has to be pulled away. And fans get into fights with police. And it's a whole big mess. And the tour has like since been canceled, citing health issues.
Have you ever been to a show where the guy just, like, can't play?
I've never been to a show that bad. I've been to shows where, like, you can kind of tell people they're a little tipsy. I once saw Municipal Waste where Tony, like, I think he hurt his foot at some point on the tour and was kind of, like, leaning on a mic stand the whole time, and he, like, kept knocking it over. But they were still able to perform. I've never been to something like that, though.
Yeah, I've seen some shows where like a couple of things got fucked up, or the most likely culprit is like equipment going out. But the only time I've seen somebody like, I just can't do this, I saw a pretty famous classical guitar player who just like halfway through was like, I can't get these songs right, I'm done. And people were like, oh, that's okay, you did good. No fights.
I know you said guitar player, but I'm just thinking drunken Yo-Yo Ma.
That would be the best.
Just trying to like put the cello behind his head and play, and just fumbling around, slurring his words. That'd be fun.
I would love to see. I think they just did the one tour with Yo-Yo Ma and Goat Circus, where they were doing like a classical take on like American rustic music, and that shit actually whips super hard. I would like you guys to listen to that after this. But I like to imagine him drinking out of a jug labeled with three X's while they were doing it.
American rustic music. I don't think I've ever heard that term before.
You know, it, because it's nothing straight, like there's no, it's not straight ragtime, and it's not straight like Appalachian folk tunes or anything. It's just like a big hodgepodge of
a little bluegrass, a little this, a little that.
Exactly.
Neat.
And it really rules, man. I think that a lot of those compositions could easily be like distorted and turned into like some super heavy shit. This has been your culture corner for the week. We won't ever do this again.
This is how we learn and grow as a community.
No, dude, I'm 32 now, and I think that I finally like jazz.
No, no.
I know.
R.I.P.
That's it, man. Like, I'm trading in my Nikes for a pair of white Costco New Balance.
Tune in next week when the podcast is going to be turned into Joe's Jazz Hole.
Oh, God. You know, I bet I could, rather than subjecting everybody to this, I bet I can get a show on, like, the local access radio station or something. Just do my nicest voice, like, well, hey, everybody, happy Sunday morning. I hope you got the barbecue out. I'm going to give you a nice selection of tunes. You can bebop away through the weekend. And then, you know, just die.
What you could do is get a cable access show and just do Scatman for an hour.
I'm the Scatman! I briefly considered putting that on my wedding playlist.
Man, that marriage would have been annulled real fast.
I managed to sneak the Monster Mash on there, so, you know.
It's a song about love.
You know, and it's a party. You know, a wedding is a party.
Tell them Dracula sent you.
Do you think, like, because I've heard rumors before that, like, he might have a little trouble with a bottle, but it seems like this is definitely, you know, if you look at those cards that tell you, like, if you have a problem with drinking, like, one of the big things is, like, do you have problems, like, performing your job? So that would be, like, the big red X. So, like, yeah, I'm afraid you got to do something about that.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen other people talk about shows on their, like, previous U.S. tour where they're opening for Obituary saying he was pretty drunk on stage. Seen interviews with him where he looks pretty drunk. So I think this has kind of been an ongoing problem for a while, and this was just kind of the tipping point. And, you know, hopefully he does get help and is able to come back. I know you were mentioning some of the different things to notice when someone has kind of gone too far, and I'm just thinking of the Simpsons episode where Homer has a drinking problem and he looks in the mirror and he's all muscular and with the dancing pecs, and not to make fun of him, but I'm thinking of a bot doing that.
Yeah, it's like, do you often hide alcohol around the house, and how? Just pulling a cold beer out of the toilet tank.
No deer for a month. I was saying, I love you.
I saw a bot open up for, or I guess it was, I can't remember. It might have been that High on Fire was opening up for a bot, but it was pretty good. No problems. He was rocking and rolling as a big Kiss fan does. And I wonder, like, if he does make that change and he wants to, you know, make a better change in his personal life, like how that will affect basically what he's been doing with metal for going on 4 score 7 years now.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see what happens, I guess, is the best way to look at it.
Yeah, I mean, regardless, like, this is a thing that he should definitely do.
Maybe he can do American rustic music next.
That'd be tight. I'd like to hear that. I mean, like, who is the guy from I can't remember. This is terrible radio. I should edit it out, but I'm not gonna. The guy that wears sweaters now.
Mr. Rogers?
Yeah, never mind. Well, everybody's listening to this is yelling at me, and I apologize. I haven't slept. It's
Oakley Doakley?
No, we will never mention Oakley Doakley on the show ever again.
You're going to have to give me a little bit more than wear sweaters.
He was in Immortal back in the day.
Oh, Isan.
Isan, yeah. His brother, Nissan. Yeah, he changed to doing more like, I don't know, adult-oriented black metal.
Non-Christian contemporary.
Exactly. You know, you put his hair up in a ponytail, put on a big puffy sweater, and, you know, puts out some groovy tunes that are, you know, less, you know, hard rocking per se, and a little bit more, you know, thinking music.
a respectable musician.
Yeah, exactly. I hope that, you know, Abbott, like, comes out with a big puffy sweater, still wearing, you know, the makeup. You gotta keep that on.
I'm just picturing him, like, next to a fire, like, singing tunes for us, like, maybe a Christmas Carol album.
Oh, yeah, doing, like, the Jim Neighbors kind of crooner thing.
Yeah. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
So, are we going to talk about heavy metal Christmas music again?
It keeps coming up. I hate it.
It sucks ass.
And, like, Rob Halford just put out an album, and it's just like, it's very nice, Rob. I never, ever wanted that, need that, or will listen to it.
It's like, you know, tons of musicians have done this, and I think that they all think the same thing. Like, isn't this fun and quirky? And, like, you know, Christmas is supposed to be about a happy, fun family time, but what if we did metal instead? And it's like, you know, what if you didn't? What if you did something else? What if you, you know, did a rap album?
There's just no need for it. It's been done. I don't think people really like it all that much. And yet here we are every year. There's one or two albums that come out. Bands might have Christmas shows, like, specifically where they get dressed up in ugly sweaters.
Oh, and they're going to sell those stupid ugly sweaters too.
Yep. And I brought this up on, like, Twitter a couple weeks ago, and a few people chimed in, like, well, actually, the August Burns Red
no!
Christmas album.
No!
And I'm like, that's not true. I don't believe you.
It's like, you can count on that for, like, you know, I thought rock and roll was dead until I heard Greta. It's the same thing with fucking the August Burns Red Christmas record.
I thought Christmas was dead until I heard a breakdown under Come All Ye Faithful.
No, it's bad. Don't do it. Just don't do it, man. Anyway, well, keeping with the Oakley Doakley thing, we'll never talk about metal Christmas music again either.
Until next year when some other band does it.
Oh, no, don't do this to me.
Until you're driving around in the next month and hear Dee Snider yarbling out, I saw Mommy kissing Santa Claus.
Oh, no, don't do that. Don't put that in my head.
Welcome to the House of Hair.
Hey, here's the thing that I saw that I suppose is somewhat tangentially related to metal, despite the actual music itself. Motley Crue, you remember them?
I have heard of them recently.
Yeah, it's you know, I'm gonna take it back to the old school for the old heads. I think one of the first real episodes that we ever did of this podcast was just talking for a half hour about how everybody in Motley Crue, with the exception of maybe Mick Mars, is just the biggest fucking stain on humanity.
That sounds about right.
Anyway, Motley Crue, despite doing their final tour ever, you fucking suckers, in 2014. Through 2015, because they're going to do another tour.
With Def Leppard, and who else is on that too?
God, I don't know. Some other fucking old ass.
Poison. Dude. Poison. Fuck. Just the ultimate crusty mom and dad tour.
These are like, these aren't even mom and dad anymore. These are like grandma and granddad.
Grandpa, yeah.
Yeah.
Where they're like in their mid 50s, but still tan too much and dress like they're still 15.
You're gonna see so many sequins, denim back pockets, wallet chains, people that look like wallets, lots and lots of aluminum cans of Michelob Ultra.
Stretch marks.
You're gonna see some nasty fucking in the audience of these things.
Oh. Just grinding on each other to girls, girls, girls.
I think that they gotta wait for you got a couple of power ballads on this one. You know, if you can keep it in your pants for Every Rose Has Its Thorn. You got the climax with I'm Going Home. Home Sweet Home. Sure. Home Sweet Home. That's the one. Fuck. I'm not old. I don't listen to this shit.
I'm sure this tour will make some people happy, but there has been the tiniest bit of backlash. I mean, the people who like Motley Crue were going to go see them. They don't care that they said it was a final tour and that they came back. They're just going to go. So it's just a little bit of the internet going, meh, meh, and then the tour will happen and that'll be that.
Well, they in 2014, the band signed, they were the first band to sign a binding legal document known as a cessation of touring contract, preventing them from touring beyond the year 2015 under the name of Motley Crue. And the result of that was they grossed about $90 million on their 158-spot tour. So, you know, I know we signed some paperwork, but who the fuck is going to sue us over it?
Yeah, exactly.
If you like Motley, you know what? I actually hope that they have some, like, annoying sovereign citizen fan. It's like, frankly, this goes against the binding legal nature. Just sues his favorite band for touring again.
Judges are illegal, and it says in the Constitution that Motley Crue can't reform.
It's true. I saw the fringe on the flag.
I saw National Treasure.
Did you?
No.
Like I did, of course. I, you know, maybe it's good. I had, was that Nick Cage?
Yes, with like, there's something on the back of the Constitution.
Yeah.
To steal it, yeah.
Yeah, there was a real cottage industry in books and movies at the time of like, what if there were secret codes in the founding of America? Or you had the Da Vinci Code as well at the time, right?
And yeah, we were really into codes for about a year or two, weren't we?
Yeah, yeah. And then you had The Secret, which broke open the code, which broke open the national secret. So it was all really... Synchronicitous. That's the word.
Are you Q?
Yeah, that's a good point. I never connected that all of these people that only buy books from airports might like go on to think, hey, there's something here, and not just, you know, latch on to whatever the next trend is, like the Jack Ryan or some shit like that. They all decided that there are, in fact, secret codes, and it's all about causing the arrest of Hillary Clinton for eating the adrenochrome out of a baby.
And that John F. Kennedy Jr. is really alive.
Oh, my God. You've seen pictures of that guy, right?
Of John F. Kennedy?
Of this guy that claims to be John F. Kennedy Jr.
No, I haven't seen that.
He's just like a 5'4". He looks Jewish. Like, it's like nothing at all like what we assume John F. Kennedy Jr. would look like at this point.
He just lost like 6 inches and became ethnic.
Yeah, pretty much. But he goes to all these rallies and just apparently scores like tons of tail.
Gross.
It's the same people that are gonna be fucking in the aisles at the Poison show.
We don't have enough good conspiracies in metal.
I agree with you. We did do that episode about folklore and conspiracy theories, but it didn't go far enough. I don't think that there was enough fun stuff going on there.
Yeah, there's been a couple, and a lot of that was like almost pre-internet or like early internet days.
Yeah, it's harder to pull one over on a young and captive audience, unlike, you know, a bunch of fucking boomers.
We'll do it. We'll figure something out and cash in.
I think we ought to. If you got ideas for this, send them in. I don't like working. Working is very bad for me. It's bad for my health. It's bad for, you know, my spirit. So if we can instead bilk some money off of the conspiracy minded, I think that would be a good thing for everybody.
Yeah, as long as they never find you, you're good to go.
Good point. Are there any other things that we're missing out on before we head out into this holiday week?
Probably, but between the both of us, I don't think we have enough brain power to really come up with much more.
Yeah, where the fuck is Breno? He should be carrying the load here.
He's our wild card.
Thing about the wild card, terribly unreliable.
Man, who could have predicted?
All right, well, fuck it. Let's just jam out then. I love you all, and I'll see you when I return from Mexico. I wish you all well getting along with your family. Be nice to them. They don't have much time left. Neither do you, for that matter. So,
just remember, you don't have to stay there the whole time. You can go eat and leave.
Yeah, that's true. Try not to cause an incident. You know, the worst people are probably going to, you know, shuffle off here in a few. So, be good. Be good to each other.
Yeah, it's not worth fighting over.
Yeah. All right, everybody. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
You're listening to 66.6 FM. Radio TOVH. The Flush.